It's our 11th annual Marisa fundraiser. It's in memory of Becky May. It will be held at the Dry Dock Bar and Grill. It's a 90-mile ride. Sign up starts at 8. The groups start leaving by 9. We have 9 spots that we will be picking up cards for. For a poker run. It's an alcohol-free ride, and it's open to everyone. It's 90 miles long. It's through Gwin, Chatham. Takes 4 to 5 hours on snowmobile, or if people would like, they could come and go by car to pick up their cards at all the designated locations. And then we meet back at the bar afterwards at the Dry Dock, and We start our program, and we have 50-50 raffles, auction. We have numerous items to be auctioned off. It's a very, very great fundraiser for the school.
This is the 11th annual, besides. 11th. It's been going on for quite a while. And I know you're a little emotional. I'll let people know, and rightly so, because it's in memory of Becky May, who was a very good friend of people. At the Dry Dock especially. But the good part about it is, and I've done it, I will be there on Saturday as well, and Great Lakes Radio will be there, and I'll be there with Great Lakes Radio, and it's just a lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun. And Nancy Isaacson's a teacher with Marisa. And Nancy, what does this do for Marisa?
Well, it does a lot. Let me tell you a little bit about Marisa. Marisa is Marquette Elger Regional Education Service Agency, and we service the local school districts within Marquette and Elger counties, and students with many developmental disabilities, some hearing impairments, some visual impairments, come to our program around the time where they kind of finish high school, and we work on applying their abilities, which they have many of, and we focus on those and getting them involved in the community. So this money is used to work on independent living skills, social skills, community skills. Basically, it's getting them out of the schools and into their communities.
Christy, how many people would you like to have as snowmobilers to join this parade?
50 to 100 would be awesome. The past 2 years, we haven't had enough snow to take snowmobiles, so everybody has done the 90-mile loop by car. So it would be great to have a huge crowd this year. In the past, we've had up to 60 riders. So it's kind of dwindled with not having snow. So we're looking forward to it. We're hoping we have a really good turnout this coming Saturday.
And if you don't want to ride, just come to the Dry Dock and hang out there, and because snowmobiles will be leaving and coming back pretty much all afternoon. Is that right?
From 9 to 11. We try to get the last group out by 11, just so they can get back to the Dry Dock for the event starts at 4 is when we start all our raffles and silent auction. If you're there in the afternoon, you can start bidding on some of the silent auction items. And we do 50-50s throughout the whole day. It's such a great event. I hope we have a lot of people that show up, and we do have snow this year, so that's a plus.
Yay. Another thing we should mention is there's going to be a lot of food.
Yes.
A lot of food, and all really good food. And another thing I want to say is if you're looking at bidding on the silent auction, it's going to take a little while.
Yes.
Because you guys got some great stuff.
Yes, we do. We have a trip for two from Superior Odyssey, a cruise down at the Lower Harbor. We have some really nice auction items. So come on down and check it all out.